This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Macy's usually posts its second quarter results right about this time in August, but the retailer says it's now putting that off until next month. This is due to the disruptions of pandemic. Anchors of big malls, including Macy's, JCPenney, Kohl's, were in shaky positions even before COVID. But it isn't just the anchor stores that are struggling. Marketplace's Erica Barris reports.
Traditionally, the mall experience has been about more than shopping at big department stores. There are movie theaters, food courts, cosmetic stores that offer makeovers. And right now, people aren't doing much of that. And with other mall retailers starting to close,
it really hurts the remaining tenants that are still there, both from a, you know, foot traffic perspective, also from a competitive positioning perspective.
That's analyst Nick Shields with Third Bridge. Even before COVID-19, malls were trying to adapt to people buying more online. Barbara Kahn is a marketing professor at Wharton.
What that means is we're seeing in a few months adoption of e-commerce behavior that we didn't expect to see for a few years from now.
And as malls start to lose retail tenants, Nick Shields says,
for other retailers, they're not going to want to expand into, you know, malls where there are quite a lot of vacancies because, you know, there's not much there for them there either.
So if vacancy rates increase, he says mall owners may have to lower rents. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.